right, welcome to town council, I mean, planning and zoning.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Alright.
I motion to approve the agenda from January.
No, from today, the agenda today.
I meant today.
It's been motioned to approve the agenda for today, March 5th, 2026, is there a second? It's been seconded, to approve the agenda for today, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
And.
Now I can approve the minutes from January 8th. I motion to approve the minutes from January 8th.
I'll second that.
It's been motioned and seconded to approve minutes of January 8th, 2026, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye, aye.
Any comments?
It's like just.
A motion adjourned.
Second.
Six oh two.
Hey, last time was only 9 minutes, you guys did really good.
Said 6:10, so that was good.
Dan Scott, building permit questions.
I don't know.
So he's supposed to be here, yeah. That's the agenda thing here.
That was the one thing. If you guys have anything to discuss, you can do it now, if there's anything you need to bring up, or.
I don't really have anything, I don't know if anyone's seen any problems around town, cleanliness wise or issues.
You don't drive around much, do you?
The golf cart's a little cold. It's cold this time of year, I just got it out of storage, so I'm ready to rip it again.
You're probably getting close to being.
I do a lot of driving on this side of town, I don't hit your side a lot.
Go downtown Philly.
Yeah, there's a little bit of an area there.
It's getting old and rundown a little.
Is it, I mean, is it to the point like, so do we need to talk to some of them? Or is it?
That's a town problem, like.
I don't know if we'll get anywhere, but we could try, I guess.
Oh no, you're code enforcement.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Good, never mind.
That's on us.
Hayden, you're code enforcer.
I'll do it.
That's what we got a golf cart out for.
I'll put the door down. Can I have authority for that?
Yeah, you bet.
So you deputized.
Nice.
There you go.
Deputized. Kick a door in right when we get done.
We just had one for practice at the town hall.
Why you gotta practice kicking doors down? If your yard's messy, I'm gonna kick your door in and tell you to clean it up.
It might intimidate them enough, you'd never have to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a point.
I did send some letters out a couple months ago and there, two of the places cleaned their stuff up. I was like, yay, we didn't have to take them to court.
What's the code and stuff that it's under? What does it say? Do you know what?
It's in. Yeah, it's either in this one, might be in the newer one, but it's probably in the new one, in like nuisance, the nuisance ordinance.
So this is, yeah, the one, the new one, what year is that one? Is it?
24.
Oh, okay. And that's on the website.
This one's 09, that's like.
Pretty much.
The bulk of everything, but then we added a bunch more stuff in 24 for like nuisance and animal control stuff, and the subdivision was the next year. But yeah, so we added a bunch of different chapters in 24, but you can read it. I mean, what they had, I think there's some in 09, but
when you send somebody a letter, is it say, does it give them like legal threat up front, or is it first?
Yeah, we say like we give them 30 days and say you need to, like, I have to list what each code is, what we're referencing, like if it's cars or debris or junk, or someone had wood that's, you can't have like wood piles within 25 feet of your house because it's a fire hazard, like dry, old. Anyway. So yeah, I have to like reference everything. I have to go take pictures of everything, send the pictures with the letter. Usually we have to have
a drive-by where you like take it.
Usually we have to have, if they haven't responded then I'll pass it on to the sheriff, and the sheriff will go deliver the same letter. And like, then they'll send me a copy and say that they delivered it, hand delivered it, and then they have 30 days, and they have to. We've one person we've taken to court, and they cleaned up a little bit, but they had another issue of people living in trailers, and they just denied that in court and said, we don't have anyone living in these 7 trailers in our yard. So.
When there's a beaten path to the door.
Right. Christmas lights and all the things. That's, yeah. So, anyway.
Did I tell you my idea for, they need to put cameras on phones, like at an angle, so you can, because when you take a picture of someone, it's like.
Oh.
If you can just have an angle, then you can look like you're just looking at your phone. Boom, 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 take pictures.
No, there's nothing better than holding your phone to take a picture of someone.
I've like, done that in public. Like,
you just gotta own it. You just zoom in on
I just can't.
If you're taking a picture, it's good enough to just be like, yeah, I'm taking a picture of you. I'm gonna send this to all my friends. They're gonna love it.
I'm gonna send it all to your friends.
Okay, so I guess it's
smart, though. Yeah. You gotta talk to somebody.
Talk to Mr. Cook. Timothy.
Tim.
Timothy, you know.
Yeah. Apple. I get it.
Yeah, I just, I didn't know if the when the people got those letters, if it's like offensive. I mean, most people probably clean up, but not. I imagine the majority of people just do it. Well, I mean, I didn't know if it said legal stuff up front or if it was just like
an open. Yeah, well, like a letter, like in the letter, we'll say it's come to the attention that you're violating these codes. You have 30 days to become into compliance.
Most people be like, oh, yeah, I better
clean or up. We'll pursue legal action. That's basically what it says. So that's in here somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'll have to find it for you.
It's online, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway. I don't know how long, well, that clock's wrong, but.
I'll give it to 6:10.
He called, I'll just tell you, the chicken coops, he wanted to turn into storage units. And he said the town told him he couldn't do that, which I don't remember him ever coming to ask about that. But so he said he wants to just make it into a storage place for himself. So he said, I have drawings and everything. I said, all right, bring it. So I put him on the agenda. But anyway. I don't see it.
What? I mean, what is the... Is there any rules on storage units? I mean, it seems better than people living.
I would love to think so.
Yeah.
Well, I think the only problem, main problem,
I don't know how that looks. Like, there's rules for that, I'm sure.
Because he couldn't. He'd have to make like parking and. Mm-hmm. And really, we're not zoned for like commercial, I would say no. Yeah.
Storage,
so if he wants to just turn it into a workshop storage building.
Is that like a new, like other things are grant, like Mars would be grandfathered in?
Yeah.
People doing new stuff with it. Okay.
Yeah.
He's just going to convert his existing buildings?
That's the well, the kind
south,
of.
The south end of that building is already storage.
Storage.
So.
Yeah. I guess he would just do the whole building into storage. Yeah. But.
I would say go for it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I told him, I said, if it's conforms and everything, then that's fine. And he said he wanted credit for a building permit he got a while ago, which I could never find any thing that he had paid for anything recently. And I called the county and she couldn't find anything. And she told me that after 6 months, it's null and void. So anything... Whether you started it and didn't do anything in 6 months, or say you worked on it for a year and then 6 months it sat, whenever there's a period of 6 months with no work,
then it goes
null and void, and they lose whatever money they've paid.
Oh, okay.
So just so you know, if anyone ever asks.
Good. Who's got his number? Call him.
I don't have your number. I don't either.
Yeah. I'm gonna yell real loud.
I'm not gonna call him.
Okay.
It's his choice to come or not. Okay. You can if you want. I'll find his number.
We'll take the recorder and go to. We go in the car to get him.
We find him. We take the meeting to him.
Hayden will.
Kick the door.
Kick his door.
That's a good one to start on.
Yeah. I think you're good to adjourn whatever you want.
Make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
It's been motioned and seconded to adjourn meeting for March 5th, 2026 for Planning and Zoning Commission, Fielding Town. And all in favor say aye.
Aye.